today that we're going to reflect on, because it's what Jesus pulls out as the Father's will. We recall that the whole reason Jesus came into the world was to do the will of his Father. And that numerous times in the Gospels, he tells us either, I only do what I see the Father do, or I only speak what the Father told me to speak. I only do what the Father told me to do. I have come to do my Father's will. I am here for my Father on his behalf. All of these phrases that are in the various passages of the Gospels are all about doing God's will. Jesus shows us how to do that. He is the first and only one who has 100% perfectly, even unto death, done the Father's will. And that's what the church holds up to us to imitate. And we say, well, he's God, so it's easy for him to do the Father's will. But that would be a grave mistake. If we really say that, then we have to question whether we believe in the resurrection and whether we believe that he sent the Holy Spirit upon us and whether he's sitting at the right hand interceding for us. I mean, either Jesus has this type of power or he doesn't. We're not talking about making mistakes. The human condition, we will always make mistakes. We're creatures. Creatures make mistakes. The question is will we do the Father's will even when we make a mistake? And what is the Father's will when we make a mistake? Crickets. Yes, sir. Yes, but what do we do when we make a mistake? Tell them we're sorry. Is that difficult? Sometimes it is. Shouldn't be. It's only difficult when our pride comes in. When we think that we have to always do everything right and be perfect. Which is really saying, God, we don't need you because I'm now God. I mean, the only one who's perfect is God, right? So if we say, well, Father Troy is perfect. Well, okay, that's a bad example, but if we say Father Troy's perfect, we know that's a lie. So if Father Troy really believes that, then he doesn't need God because the only one who is perfect is God. So we can't let God, we can't put him out of a job. God needs to work for a living too. And his job is to be perfect. Our job is to imitate that perfection. Not that we do everything right, but that we try to do his will. And his will is, just like our moms and dads tell us, when we make mistakes, take ownership of it, and do the right thing. So we walk in the house after a long day of school, long day of sports practices, walk in and our backpack goes off, our shoes fall off right there. We know that's not what mom and dad taught us. So immediately, we should think, acknowledge what we've done. We've disobeyed mom and dad. We should put our stuff in the right place. Make it right. Just acknowledge it and make it right. Simple. Now, that takes concentration, doesn't it? Focus. We have to be attentive to what we're doing. Not just go through life, like we're in a cloud. Because we're not in clouds. We're right here on earth. And so to recognize what we're doing, to be aware of what we're doing, to become more sensitive to what we're doing, take responsibility, make it right, that's the Father's will. So 2 points that Jesus brings out today. That he says, but I told you, so he's given us an insight into the future. But I told you that although you have seen me, you do not believe. So he's giving us a fair warning, a clue. He's telling us that there's a pothole on this road and you need to be aware when you're going 70 miles an hour to make sure you're aware and you're alert and you're looking for that pothole. Otherwise, you're going to hit it. And it's going to be destructive. So he's telling us, belief is hard. Even though you've seen me, you still don't believe. That must break his heart. Here he is walking with them, talking with them, doing all kinds of miraculous things in front of them. And he says, I know that you see me, but you don't believe. But Jesus doesn't get depressed about it or saddened by it because he knows that someday we will listen to what he's saying, and take it to heart. And that's today for us. So he says it twice. So the first one I just said, I told you that although you have seen me, you do not believe. And then the second one, this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes will have eternal life. Those two things, see and believe. Sometimes we think, especially if we've been Catholic our whole life, that all we have to do to be faithful to God is simply see. And by see, I mean acknowledge. Yeah, we believe in Jesus, and that's it. No, Jesus says see and believe. Believe is the legs that we put on our belief, our seeing. When we see something, it's not just enough to see, acknowledge, but now we have to act on the knowledge. Hello, I see you. I'm Father Troy. Nora, nice to meet you. What grade are you in? Okay, do you see how simple that was? I actually saw her. She's not invisible. She's right here with the dignity of Almighty God. She is God's daughter. I acknowledge her. I see her. I respond to my... I just don't say, oh, there's some girl, and walk away. I stop and I notice her. I see and I act on my sight. So too with us in our faith. Jesus in a moment is going to give us his very body and blood, which he's talking about in that gospel. The bread of life. His very body and blood. It's not just enough for us to say, yeah, that's Jesus' body and blood. We're given it, and you know, Catholics, this is our worship. Every time we come into church and celebrate Mass, this is what we do. Why do we do that? Because that's what we're supposed to be imitating. Not just taking, but now putting into practice. Not just seeing, but when we leave this church, believing. God's called us to be the mystical body. Practically speaking now, that means we have to start giving our life to other people. It doesn't mean we literally give our life to someone else. It means my time, my energy, my focus, my charity, my kindness. And when I have failed at those, when I've made a mistake, to simply acknowledge it. Nora, I'm sorry I saw you and I didn't say hello. My mind was somewhere else. I was preoccupied. I'm sorry. Acknowledge it, make it right. Simple. Doesn't take much. So today, the gospel that the church has given us is John. To see and believe. That's the Father's will. That if we see and believe, it goes both ways. We can't just go out and be nice people and never see what God is doing. That God is present. That God is behind it all. We have to do both. Seeing and believing. St. James said, faith without works is dead. It means nothing. Our teachers spent all their days trying to give you information. We talked about this last week, remember? Who was it wants to go and buy ice cream and has to learn to make change? Right? They're giving you information, how to count, how to add, how to subtract, so that when that teller gives you a $20 bill for a $5 ice cream cone, you make sure you get your change back. Don't let them steal from you. Right? You have to take the information and apply it. See and believe. Not just one or not just the other. They both go together. They're both one action, really. So today, we're given this beautiful gift. It's the resurrection. We're continuing to celebrate Jesus risen from the dead. Jesus doesn't just say, hey, people down there on earth, I love you. He comes down and shows us. He puts it in action. He doesn't just acknowledge or say that he loves us, but there's an action behind the thought, the seeing, the acknowledgement. And that's what we're called to do too as Christians. So as we go through our day today, let's ask the Holy Spirit to really help us be more aware and alert Are we actually seeing and believing all that God has given to us? Think about it. It's going to be, I think, a nice day, right? Maybe some rain. Can we see that still that's from God? And can we believe that maybe we should put on our rain jackets when we go outside because it might rain? We don't want to get wet. So we acknowledge that God is the creator, the author of rain, of our beautiful creation. And from that rain is going to come new buds and blossoms, which is going to delight us and make us sneeze because we have allergies, and make our moms and dads go out and mow the lawn because the grass is going to grow. And then we're going to go out and fertilize it and it's grow again. And then we're going to go out and mow it. This is what we do. But can we acknowledge that God is the author of it all? And that calls forth an action from us, not just to see, but to believe, not just to acknowledge something, but to act on the knowledge. Let's ask for that grace today.